You are listening to the Living Greater Podcast, and I am your host, Arn Allamond. Together, we are building a community of people helping others to live greater through fitness, nutrition, and health. Hello, everyone. This is Arn Allamond, and welcome to the Living Greater Podcast. So excited to have you guys here today. I am actually standing on the riverbank here at the Boise River in my fabulous hometown. And it's such a fitting location because of the topic that I want to talk about today, which is wild open spaces, why we need more of them, why we need them in our lives, and why you should go out and find one today in your local community. I listened to a podcast, it might have been a year ago at this point, a gentleman that I listen to often named Rich Roll. If you're into the health and wellness, nutrition, fitness area, which you probably are since you're listening to this podcast, he is a great one to tune into. I absolutely love the content that Rich shares. But the podcast, the episode that I'm thinking of in particular, he was interviewing a person who had done research on just the importance of getting out in nature, and not just for the reasons that I think a lot of us often think about, at least the reasons that maybe I think about, you know, stress reduction, listening to sounds, seeing peaceful things, all of this. His take was more about the things that we can't see when we go into these different environments. In fact, the podcast episode, if I remember correctly, was speaking specifically about the microbiome. So we're talking about those alien invaders that reside in all of us. You know, the bacteria and the fungus that is part of who we are. It's part of us, and it helps us operate, right? And I know that's kind of gross to a lot of us because we live in such a sterile world. So we're constantly sanitizing everything. But the reality is that when you add up all of the numbers of cells, and then you add up all of the numbers of bacteria and fungi that are part of our living beings, our systems, there's actually more stuff in our bodies that is not us than there is stuff that is us, which is a pretty sobering thought in some regards. The interesting thing about that microbiome also is that it appears to be very environmental. And what I mean by that is that, you know, where you are, how you spend your time, who you spend your time with, all of those things influence us. If you can hear some background noise, please just be patient. I'm on a great place. I found my own little way, but some other folks saw me over here and I heard them. They're like, these little kids are like, hey, how do we get over there? And they found their way. So hopefully they'll stay on their side and I'll stay on mine. But anyway, so we are influenced by the world around us in so many great ways, and the people around us, and in terms of this microbiome, and both positively and negatively, in terms of the foods we eat. The foods that we eat harbor those microbes in our intestines and in our gut, and that's why when we change diets, like let's say that you've got a plan and you are trying to lose weight, gain weight, you know, change your body composition, whatever it might be, and you change your diet, oftentimes the first few days, maybe even the week, maybe even the month, is not really comfortable. And a large part of that is because of the change in the foods that we're eating and what we're feeding inside of our gut. So anyway, just a couple of cool little things there, little quips. So this episode that I was listening to was talking about how important it is for us to get out and experience new places. And they talked about how important it is to get out to a place where there's running water, you know, in the forests and things. And the reason was just because of how, especially running water, how it causes stuff to turn over. You know, it's constantly picking up things and moving stuff from underneath and in the soils, you know, up into the atmosphere. If you've got a river or a lake, you know, that you go to often, you'll notice how it's often cooler down by the lake because of the evaporation of the water rising into the air. And so you know, a lot of that stuff, or some of that stuff, is in some regard being transported, right, and being aerialized. And so when you're in that area, it gives you that opportunity to breathe in those new things. And we don't get that oftentimes in our day-to-day experiences. And what I mean by that is that most of us, I'm guessing, spend the bulk of our days indoors in a temperature controlled environment, and you know, we're definitely not around a natural living ecosystem like I am right now. I don't know if you can hear the water in the background, but it's peaceful. I can feel a cool breeze. You know, the air is different. It changes. It smells different too, right? It doesn't. I mean, it's got a smell. It's not smelling the cubicle of the person next to me and things like that. So getting out, I guess here's my point, getting out not only serves as, for a lot of people, as a stress reliever, like physically and visually, but it also serves as an opportunity for us to expand our body's ecosystem, if you will, expand our body's abilities to just experience things through the air that we breathe. And I think all of your sensory perceptions become heightened when you are in the wilderness. I think it's kind of an innate feeling or feature that we have as humans, that when we're out, suddenly, you know, maybe there's something at stake, right? You're watching because you never know what's watching you, that sort of thing. In fact, it's awesome right now as I was walking down through this little open area. I saw some movement and a couple of Canadian goose families and their goslings. And, you know, the parents shunning them away to get away from me. So they crossed the water and now they're on another little island. The youngsters could care less, right? They're just doing their thing. But man, the parents, they're on high alert just watching. So, you know, our senses become more acute when we're in the wilderness. We don't get that droll, just dull hum that we get, you know, when we're confined within our open spaces at home or at work, maybe having the radio on, you know, hearing the hum in the background of the HVAC system. And that is something I think that is powerful for us as well, is just being able to reconnect. I often find that for myself when I am, let's say I'm running, which, it's funny, I have a love-hate relationship with running. I both love running and I despise running, and it is purely environmental. If I can run in the wilderness, meaning I'm able to go out and get on the trails, I can hear, you know, the ground crushing beneath my feet. I've got to deal with uneven terrain. You know, I'm this time of year listening and watching for snakes, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, it keeps me on edge, but that's the kind of stuff also that while I'm out there doing that activity, it makes it alive, right? Versus locking myself into a stationary position on a trainer or a treadmill or something like that. I mean, there is a time and a place, but likewise, if we're always locked into that position where we're always in that premeditated, you know, created environment where the world is moving beneath us on the treadmill, how powerful would it be just to get out once a week and go through a park? And that's one of the things that I love, actually, that's happening a lot. There's a real resurgence, it seems like, in our communities for creating wild spaces within the cities, because I think people are realizing and recognizing that it's an important part of our culture and just our genetics as humans. And so many cities have incredible, beautiful, expansive parks. I'm thinking about Portland right now in the back of my mind, or, you know, New York. You've got Grand Central Station, and Central Park, and these are places that have been there for a long time. I mean, they're very established, but you literally, in some of them, you could get lost in them. They're so big and so expansive, and I know it's not always conducive to make it there every day, but if you can interject that kind of activity into your routine once a week, I think the benefits that you're going to see are going to be great. If nothing more than just that peaceful, refreshing sense that you're going to get from running outside with clean air next to you because of all of the plants and all of the trees and hopefully moving water, etc., etc. So there you go, friends. It's a quick one today. Like I said, on my way home, I just thought, man, this is my opportunity. I've got a few minutes. I'm going to pop down here and just share some thoughts. So the wilderness issue of the Living Greater podcast, it really is a thing. It's worth your time to look into your community if you're not already spending time outside. If you're spending time on the roads, try and find a trail system that's close to you. Try and find some way to get off the beaten path. Again, if you can do that once a week, that is better than nothing. If you can do it multiple times, consider yourself blessed. And just see if you can get out there and just let yourself be. Unplug. I would recommend not using the earbuds and the iPod if you're shows my age right there. The music and stuff. If you're just doing it once or twice a week, because being able to listen to everything that's around you, being able to hear the sounds, the animals, the wind rustling through the trees, and just sense those things changing as you're moving through that environment, is truly something special. And I think that connection is something that you're going to really enjoy. And then again, like I said, there's that added benefit of breathing in something from an environment that is not normal to you. So there you have it, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. As always, if you like what you hear, please leave us a review. Absolutely love those. And also, if you would like to leave us any suggestions for future podcasts, please drop those at livinggreaterhealth@gmail.com. You can just shoot those to me. And we'll be getting to those soon. And that is all I've got for today. So please be safe, have fun, find adventure, hug someone you love, and live greater, folks. Be an influence. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Living Greater Podcast. We hope that you enjoyed content, and we ask that you please share with your friends and help us spread the word of Living Greater. Have a wonderful day.